This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. This is a human quality. We want to know who among us is the best, who has the most, was the first, was the worst. Superlatives tell us where the boundaries are. To test the limits of nature, of human ability, we need to know. But even armchair athletes want to know. We just do. The man who found a new way to catalog those limits died this week. His name was Norris McWhirter, and together with his twin brother Ron, he created the Guinness Book of World Records in 1954. For decades, the McWhirters went on compiling records both noble and ridiculous. Fastest mile, longest fingernails, fattest identical twins, farthest egg tossed, highest skydive, most expensive burger, person hit most by lightning, all can be found within the pages of the Guinness Book of World Records. The first edition was published 50 years ago. There are different stories about how it all began. Norris told his version to NPR's Susan Stamberg in 1983.
The book was commissioned by Guinness Brewery, which are the biggest brewery in Europe. They market the famous dark beer, and they're headquartered in Dublin, Ireland. And they wanted a book to settle arguments in the 84,000 pubs or bars in Britain and Ireland. And they got on to my late twin brother and myself to put together the book in order to perform that service, to cut down the number of barroom fights and arguments there were.
So this book is a pacifist device?
In a way, yes. It's a bar argument settling book. It started that way, but it very soon began expanding and moved into homes and offices and rather than bars.
10 years after it first came out, the books were selling a million copies a year. By 1981, they'd sold 40 million. Norris McWhirter was also an accomplished athlete, a sports writer, and a BBC commentator. He was the stadium announcer in 1954 when Roger Bannister ran the first mile in less than 4 minutes. Calling the time, he began with the number 3, and the rest was lost in the roar of the crowd. He was active in conservative politics. His twin brother was murdered by the Irish Republican Army in 1975. Norris McWhirter was 78 when he died on Monday of a heart attack. He was playing tennis. No records for him, but this one. He defined the circle we live within as no one had before, and by so doing, he dared us to jump outside.